KZOK traffic.
Still a pretty rough commute out there, but I-5 in the northbound direction seems to be the only thing doing okay. 167 in the northbound direction, slow from 18 to 516. 405 north and southbound into downtown Kirkland, really rough. I-5 southbound starts being heavy up in Linwood, about 44th and Newcastle, all the way down to the Ship Canal Bridge. The express lanes are definitely the way to go. The 520 bridge jammed up both ways, and I-90 very slow westbound over Mercer Island. Lee Callahan, 102.5 KZOK.
102.5 KZOK FM, KZOK HD, Channel 1, Seattle. This is the Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe. Now streaming live at KZOK.com.
That's Ian McLagan.
I can hear you calling my name, or somebody's whispering that sounds like you. I can see you standing in the shade, the sun is glistening and it's blinding my view.
It's the Bump Band. They're at the Triple Door this Friday night.
His latest album he wrote for his wife passed on in a car wreck.
A sad story.
Yeah. A lot of reflective songs on there, apparently. But he plays hits from...
Does he play the hits, too?
All his bands.
Oh, yeah. He'll play Stay With Me?
The Bump Band's recorded a lot of... re-recorded Ichiku Park and
all
that stuff.
Oh, boy.
And they're the best players in Austin, Texas. And that's pretty much saying they're the best players in the world. These guys will be something to see.
All right. That's at the Triple Door Friday night. Right now, we're getting ready for something unexpected. We have two unexpected idols this morning. And I know nothing about them. They just appear. That's the whole part of the whole unexpected thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, wow, I would say we've seen some amazing talent. We're about to continue that. Is this Nicole?
That is correct.
All right, let me get your mic up.
Okay.
Nice job there.
Bless you.
Swine flu.
Nicole Pike.
That is my name.
All right. Is DeVille part of your name?
That's the nickname I have.
They call you DeVille?
They call me either Rock and Roll Nicole or DeVille.
Why do they call you that?
Well, I rock and I roll, so that's kind of how that works out. And DeVille, I'm into cars, so it kind of, you know.
Oh, cool. Okay. And who is your accompaniment?
Very tattooed, I gotta say. I want to point out.
You do have lots of tattoos.
I do.
Are you done or are you going to keep doing?
Oh, no. Never. There's bare skin, so there's plenty more to be had.
I love you.
Accompanying me today is my good friend James Honeycutt.
Howdy.
Who, on a side note, is now the new guitar player for Wayne the Train Hancock. He just found out about a week ago.
Who is Wayne the Train Hancock?
Oh, he's a Texan musician, kind of honky-tonk, swing western.
Cool. Yeah. All right.
Amazing country artist.
All right. Well, now, I know you're going to do something unexpected.
I certainly hope so.
You're going to sing something that people probably wouldn't expect to see coming out of you. So
yes.
Let me make sure we've got a little bit of reverb on you.
Okay, all right. Talking.
Talking for the verb.
Talking for the verb.
Hang on. Okay. That should do it.
Okay.
There's some
verb. There it is. And let's get a little check on the guitar. All right, it's going to work.
All right.
Nicole Pike. DeVille.
All right, let's do this.
Here I come again now, baby. I'm like a dog in heat. Till it's me by the clamor now, baby. Now, baby, you know you're
style low. Some people think they're gonna die someday. I got news, you never gotta go. So come on, come on, come on, come on, baby. Come on, come on, come on, come on, baby. Come on, come on, come on, come on, baby. Come on, come on, come on, yeah. Brother Cruz is a bitch, yeah. You know you're catching me round. And if a house gets in my way, you know I'm gonna burn it down. Remember the day that you left me, you put me in my place.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You have a wonderful voice.
Thank you. I appreciate
you have
that.
A beautiful pitch.
Thank you.
Some real character, some style. It's, I feel like Paul Abdul, and I'm just gushing all over it, but it's...
I'd rather that than the other section.
Yeah. What do you think?
You got a phenomenal set of pipes.
Thank you.
And if I say something mean, you could kick the living crap out of me. I would like to comment on the acoustic Ted Nugent, though. I mean, that's a freakier show than the tattoo leopard print wearing singer we had. Yeah, I'm telling you.
I really was expecting more of a Johnny Cash kind
of
deal.
I eat my steaks raw, kill my deer while they're still alive, and eat them live and play acoustic.
Downtown Joe.
Stranglehold Unplugged. I never thought it would work, but it does, and so does the text messages. She's good.
Oh.
He's fabulous. Nice sound. Awesome remix. Guitar sounds great.
John in Issaquah. Hello, John.
Hey, how you guys doing? Love
okay.
You. Hey, that's your winner, guys.
Oh, thank you.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, she made me sweat.
I think really? She could make you sweat.
This girl,
good morning.
Yeah.
This girl just gave me the chills, says another text message.
Aww.
All right, very good. Thank you, John. 1-800-252-1025. Kathy.
Hey, I thought Nicole rocked, but if this is the same Johnny James Honeycutt I'm thinking of, I saw him win the Elvis Invitationals a couple of years ago,
That's right.
He's an unexpected.
There is
idol
a thing
too.
Called the Elvis Invitationals.
That is true.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a pie-eating contest or is that a musician?
it's a multi-tiered. It's kind of like a triathlete for Elvis impersonators. There's eating, pill popping, and singing.
That is.
It covers it all.
Yeah. He is that guitarist, one and the same. He's awesome.
He's totally awesome.
All right. Thank you. Wow. All right. I would say it's not up to me, just me, but I would say you'll make the semifinals easy.
Thank you. Yeah.
And you could just be the winner. Let's see what Gary says. Gary.
She was okay, but not as good as that very first singer you had. She was absolutely the best.
You're a Katie fan, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Katie is one of our tops. Absolutely.
Good.
All right. But you'd put her in the finals.
I'd put her in the finals, but Katie's got to be number one.
Okay. Might be a friend to Katie's.
And or stalker.
Josh in Bremerton, hello.
Hey, I've heard her before over at the Minette Tavern, and you know what? I think she rocks. I think she's number one.
Number one.
Thank you. Thanks for supporting local music.
All right, Marty in Puyallup, hello.
Holy cow, I'm in love.
You're in love.
She's awesome.
All right, very good, thanks. All right, good, and excellent.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
And I like the song choice, too. He went with a real classic rock station that KZOK, a classic rock song that KZOK would play. Not that that's a requirement, but, you know, certain songs are difficult for us to listen to.
Yeah.
Nice all the way through,
I believe. Version of Mbop, really. Really.
That was my second choice.
Yeah. Well, way to go, number one. Man.
Yeah, that's good. All right, Nicole, we have someone else coming in, but thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for having
Nicole Pike DeVille and her awesome guitar player. It's the last chance. It's last call for Unexpected Idol. Our final idols will be here on Friday, and we'll have another next.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe. 102.5 KZOK. The classic rock station.